Questions 6 to 10.
Now I'll go on to Spurn Head, which is a spit on the east coast of England. It's about 5 kilometres long, with the North Sea to the east and the River Humber to the west and south, where the Humber reaches the sea. Spurn Head consists of sand that has come from the soft land to the northwest. The sea removes about 6 million tons of material from the cliffs each year, making them retreat 1 to 2 metres. This rapid erosion provides plenty of material for the spit. Longshore drift transports it southwards to Spurn Head and deposits it there. Records of the last 1,000 years show that the spit goes through a cycle of creation and destruction roughly every 250 years. What happens is that as well as bringing material from further north, the sea moves sand along the peninsula towards the tip. This narrows the neck and in time the sea breaches it. The tip is now isolated and is washed away, and then a new spit begins to take shape. The present spit is nearing the end of the cycle, and its narrowest point, which is only 50 metres wide, is in continual danger of being breached.